Green Bay Stadium District is prepped for thousands of fans. They're coming not just for the game, but for a free concert. It was a more laid-back scene for Michelle Farnsworth at a downtown Green Bay coffee shop. She's been out of work for a year and wants to hear what the president has to say.
Quite honestly, as long as it doesn't interfere with my football, but yes. This is Green Bay, after all.
15 years at an insurance company, Farnsworth was laid off. She wants the president and Congress to create real jobs and real soon.
Not tread water, not, well, you know, I'm going to get a task force together and we'll talk about it in January. No, we don't have time for that. We need to do it now.
Farnsworth isn't alone. Donna Maves also lost her job at Northeastern Wisconsin's Technical College, also after 15 years. It was time spent helping students navigate class schedules and ultimately become certified for those widely touted shovel-ready jobs.
You know, a lot in manufacturing, the trades area, basically, but what about all of the professionals?
Maves would like the president to know she never thought she'd be among the unemployed.
I was a person who gave 110% every single day I went to work, thinking that doing that, I would always have a job, especially in education. He came to Green Bay a few years ago and talked in a high school about education. And now if he came here today, look at it. All of these cuts to education. I don't think he'd be proud.
After the president's speech, both women say they'll be ready for some football. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.